You mentioned the issue when you were just talking before about the fact that patients with ER-positive disease are at risk recurrence for a long time. And it was interesting in our poll when we asked, in this, again, this kind of situation, 1.3 centimeter ER-positive, node-negative, HER2-negative tumor, how long would the patient be at substantial risk for cancer recurrence? The patient says, you know, how long do I have to be concerned about it? And what we saw there is a substantial number of surgeons in practice who said around 5 years, 41% to be precise, although the investigators almost all answered 10 to 15 years, which seems to me like nowadays is sort of the right answer. Can you talk a little bit about this issue of risk of recurrence?
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, all of us who've been treating breast cancer patients for a while have really seen in disappointing circumstances is patients recur at 10 years. And if you actually look at the data, the recurrence risk is actually pretty stable over the first 5 years, and there's substantial recurrence risk in years 5 to 10. Now, this is true in ER-positive patients, not so much in ER-negative patients who have most of their recurrences within the first 5 years. And it's clinically relevant because adjuvant chemotherapy has its biggest impact on the early recurrences. So the late recurrences, and these are probably like slower proliferating tumors, seem to fly under the radar of cytotoxic chemotherapy, and hormonal therapies are our big weapon against these. And one of the major questions of the moment is how long to give hormonal therapies. And of course, there is the intergroup study, which is called JMA-17, which is a letrozole after 5 years of tamoxifen that showed marked benefit. And there was substantial recurrence risk in that trial, and that could be reduced by extended use of an aromatase inhibitor into that period.
And you actually even now incorporate that into the adjuvant online model.
Well, there is a version of Adjuvant Online that addresses the question, what's the remaining risk for a patient after 5 years of tamoxifen, and how is that going to be impacted by giving an aromatase inhibitor?
And I think those numbers have really shocked a lot of people because, I mean, you tell me, would you say the rule of thumb is years 5 to 10 for a patient whose original tumor is node negative, maybe 2% a year or 10% over 5 years, node positive original, 4% a year, 20% over 5 years?
Right, that's right.
That's major risk.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's something, as I said, is not being impacted by adjuvant chemotherapy. And there are leads about what we should be doing. The idea of extending therapy beyond 5 years with an aromatase inhibitor, one of the major questions right now that's unanswered is what do you do when a patient completes 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor? Should you continue? Incidentally, this is the same question we had about tamoxifen 5 years ago, and I think a lot of people discussed the matter with the patient, particularly if the patient was at high risk, were actually continued hormonal therapy into that second five-year period, although they would do so with a discussion with the patient saying that there wasn't really clinical trial evidence that that was a good idea. Interestingly enough, at last year's San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, one of the more interesting trials was the ATLAS trial. And in the ATLAS trial, patients were randomized to get, a lot of them in that trial had gotten about 5 years of tamoxifen. They were randomized between stopping at five and going on. And what was seen in that trial is actually that in terms of recurrence risk, the patients who continued tamoxifen into that next five-year period had some modest additional reduction in the risk of recurrence. That trial isn't entirely relevant to the current situation where most patients who are postmenopausal are getting an aromatase inhibitor within the first 5 years. But it is interesting as a proof of principle.